Sports, brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply. Brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo. Sorry about that, Amber. Old habits get hard to break.
I was going to say, old habits die hard.
Sometimes things change and you just got to be on your game.
Yeah.
Right? Got to be on the game today. Got to be on your toes today. It's a Friday. We on our toes today, James, Julie?
No, I'm flat-footed right now.
Oh, yeah? You're okay?
Too early.
I made coffee, but I'm not there yet.
We're getting there. We'll get there on the show. While we're talking about it, you know, yesterday we launched our new software.
Yes.
For SheridanMedia.com for our Buy It Now Thursday. So we had some new software. And, of course, anytime you have new software, you have a few glitches. And we had a few glitches yesterday.
Yeah. But, you know, what's amazing is our own Steve Schreffler designed the whole thing.
I know.
It's just amazing.
Kudos to the man behind the curtain there. Mm-hmm.
It's impressive.
It is impressive.
But we've actually rolled it over to today as well. And I'm adding some items.
Right. So Julie's adding items throughout the day today. Like I said, we just launched new software. And of course, you know, you can't really do too much. You can test all you want, but the testing is when you actually launch.
But checkout is a dream,
yes.
I guess.
We made it really,
really
easy.
Fast. You have a shopping cart. You can throw everything in there and pay for one item. And
made it easier.
Pay for one cart.
It's a nice clean look too.
More efficient. So you have to re-sign up.
Yeah, but it takes seconds.
Seconds.
Yeah.
You know?
So
if you have questions, you can call us.
Yep.
And we'll help you through it. But so we'll extend that into today. Julie's going to be, as soon as she's done talking with us, she'll be adding more items on there where you can buy it now at SheridanMedia.com. You'll see the banner on the front page. Okay. Now we got the laundry there taken care of. On the date book, Wyoming history. In 1942, it was reported that members of the Shoshone tribe bought $470,000 in war bonds. Wow.
Good investment.
A lot of money.
Wow.
1942. 1903, President Teddy Roosevelt dedicates a new stone archway at the entrance to Yellowstone National Park. We've all seen it.
Yeah.
And Teddy Roosevelt was
I have not seen it.
Were you asleep at the...
I've never been to Yellowstone.
Okay, now we're in dirty laundry.
Yeah, sorry.
James.
You know, never sorry. Been.
I'll get there one day. I'll get there.
We got to get you there, man. All right. Just.
Yeah. One of those things. It's right in your backyard, so you don't think about doing it.
Right.
It's true. When I lived in Oregon, I didn't go whale watching until I moved. When I went back as a tourist.
Yeah.
Never did it.
When I lived 6 miles away from Pompey's Pillar Rock, where Lewis and Clark stopped and the convention, the big old centers there, I didn't see it until I was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow. Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Ask a New Yorker how many times I go and see the Statue of Liberty. It's probably not very high.
Right.
Exactly. Probably pretty low.
So a good time to do some staycation in our area.
Yeah,
right?
Staycations. I mean, that's the thing is that we have so much so close that Yellowstone is great, but we have so much of it in our backyard.
Yeah,
too.
I know. It's way cool.
Yeah,
the bighorns are just. I'm just so amazed.
Yeah,
you know
every time you go.
I'm into huge into geology,
rocks,
and all that sort of thing. And the makeup of the Bighorn Mountains is like no other. It's unbelievable. So, speaking of rock show next weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday at the Ramada Plaza. Big rock show.
There's a lot going on
there
that weekend.
There's a ton going on. We got Trees for Trash going on. I don't even have the big list in front of me.
It's your guys' Christmas Day. The rock show convention. It's your guys'. That's Christmas morning.
Legacy Diamond and Gem is having highlighting
rock
gems from the United States.
Yes.
But there's a lot of
Moss
Montana.
Agates, too, out of Montana.
Moss Agates.
Yeah. My favorites. All right. So we'll talk all about that as the week goes on. But today we're going to talk about the date book, and publisher Robert Bailey Thomas founded the Old Farmer's Almanac in 1766.
I love the Farmer's Almanac.
I do too. I think they quit. I think they're going to quit printing.
I know. It's like good for planting. We always looked at it for animal care.
I know. Sad.
You could collect them.
Yes.
Anyway,
Do they have a website? Like, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
They do. Yeah, they do. I've not. I think I went to it once a long time ago, but yeah, they do have one. Old Farmer's Almanac. Shirley MacLaine's 92 today.
Hmm.
Barbara Streisand's 84. And Kelly Clarkson's 44 today.
Huh.
Ooh, Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Boy, I haven't had one of those in a long time.
I know, right? I'm thinking the same thing. Kind of got a little hungry for it when
it's
I
was like a cafeteria staple.
Buffet staple.
Too. Right.
Yeah,
face
that's
love.
True.
Love Pigs in a Blanket.
Tomorrow, 1859, the day book groundbreaking began for the Suez Canal. Wow, on that day.
Cool. Very important.
Oh, remember this? It was only like 11 years ago, and I kind of forgot about this. You know, massive earthquake hit Nepal in 2015. Do you realize that it killed like 10,000 people?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Anyway, that happened in 2015. DNA Day tomorrow.
Sure.
You know, Julie's ready to get chipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your DNA.
You know, it would come in handy.
That's what they tell you, yes.
Tomorrow is Penguin Day. Penguins.
Sure. In the South Pole.
Penguins.
Antarctica.
I know, I get those mixed up, too.
There's none in the North Pole.
Which one is it?
Penguins during the dinosaur days were 6 and 7 and 8
feet
tall.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, wow.
Can you imagine thousands on an island? They're all like 7 foot
tall. I wonder if you'd find the fossils of those. Like if, but you're, it's probably so probably. Deep in the snow and the ice.
Or in the ice, yeah.
Check this out. 100 million years ago, massive octopuses roamed the Earth's oceans. Just found
that.
Wait, did they?
They found one. Guess how big it was.
I don't know, but I love octopi. I do. Not to eat them. They're so smart. Go ahead. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm just.
How big was
you
it,
okay,
Bob?
Julie? 70 feet.
Wow. I guess they're not aliens.
Everything was bigger in the ocean.
Lay down a tape measure.
Yeah.
And you got that thing in the water. You're in the water scuba diving, Julie.
Yeah.
And you got that thing coming at you.
I'd probably swim toward it.
You'd be a small sailor.
Oh, I'd be terrified.
You'd be a small
not for
snack.
That sense.
They got big
there
beaks.
There is that theory that they are aliens, though. But see, that kind of squashes that theory.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, that's huge.
Who knows how long ago they got here?
That is that's huge.
True.
Lay a tape measure down. 70 feet?
Yeah, that's massive.
Everything was bigger in the ocean back then because it's
bigger than
more
jaws.
Oxygen in the air.
Man.
They got bigger.
That's a big octopus.
Was that from their head to the end of a tentacle?
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah.
Wow.
How'd they figure that out? Do octopi have skeletons? No. They can't.
No.
How do they figure that out? How do
well,
they do the math
still,
on that?
I mean,
it can be embedded in the soil. And they forms around that. So yeah.
A safe assumption.
Yeah, but man.
They're supposed to be highly intelligent, like a 7-year-old child.
That's a oxymoron then.
Yeah.
Highly intelligent 7-year-old kid.
And then there's this guy. Check this out. So you're swimming in the 7-year-old kid. I know. Australian surfer, lucky to be alive. He had an encounter with a box jellyfish.
Ooh.
Off the coast of Fiji.
Then he was uncomfortable.
It got him.
It nailed him. And, you know, those things are like the most venomous creatures on Earth.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I've had an encounter with those before, too. I didn't get stung.
Oh.
Off the coast of, we were in Corpus Christi, Texas. And they were just like washing up on the shore. Essentially. Not washing up on the shore, but there
box
was a couple.
Jelly?
Not, I don't know if it was box jelly, but there was jellyfish. And I was.
I don't think they have.
Me and Will saw them. It was my brother Will. We were in the water. Me and Will saw them. We were like, all right, we're not going to go back out there. Because we saw one that was just like floating up towards the top. We're like, we're not going to go back in the water.
Yeah. So this guy got stung. By the time they got him to a medical facility, the doctor said it's too late to administer the
anti-venom.
And you're going to have to
amputate?
No, you have to wait it out. He said it was torture beyond torture, suffering through intense burning pain. That maximum morphine didn't touch.
How long did it last?
Wow.
24 hours.
It's a long day.
Wow.
I wonder if he still surfs.
I know.
Good question. don't know if I would after that. And be like, you know, I don't need to do this anymore. I'll find something else.
All right. This or that. You got to pick one. Ready? James?
Sure.
Always smell like onions or taste like a toothpaste? Or always taste like toothpaste.
Anything I taste is like toothpaste?
Yes. Always smell like onions or always onions taste bad. Like toothpaste.
I'll take the bullet. I'll take the taste. All right. Yeah, I'm not going to do it to everybody. All
right. Have elbows that glow in the dark or your knees squeak like dog toys?
Well, my elbows. Knees already squeak, so.
Elbows.
You're going with the elbows that glow
in the dark? Glow in the dark is cool.
That's pretty cool. Well, yeah, I guess.
Squeaking knees is awful.
They wouldn't like it in a movie theater.
Well, yeah. But then,
wear a jacket.
Long sleeve shirt, yeah.
Wear a jacket. Every chair you sit in makes a flatulence noise, or every door you open plays a clown horn.
I would choose the door.
The door.
You're choosing the door.
Yeah. How many times would you forget the chair episode?
What's a flatulence? Oh.
It's gas.
You're ripping one.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Never heard to it referred to as that before.
You haven't?
No. James, flatulence noise? Just say you're ripping one, all right? You're farting every time you're sitting down. That's all it needs to say.
Well, I could have said that, James.
There you go.
I went with the other
flatulence noise. What does that mean? Sounds like something you have loose skin and it's your flatulence.
James, you learned a new word on the show this morning.
A word I'll never use. Just ripping one or you're farting.
All right. James, Julie, wear wet socks forever or always have a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth?
Ooh, that's bad. That happens to me.
I think the popcorn kernel.
I'd probably take the wet socks. The kernel is so annoying.
Or you'd just be like Julie and go barefoot outside.
Yeah, that's true.
Snow and start your truck up every day. Jeez.
I'd rather do the wet socks.
Dry out.
The popcorn kernel is so frustrating.
Yes. Here's one. I'm going to be interested to see Julie's reaction on this one. Give up coffee forever.
Whatever the other is for her.
Or give up music forever.
Ooh.
That's tough.
Julie, there's no way your answer is not coffee.
Yeah, but I love music.
Everybody loves music. Nobody loves music when you're tired.
I'd give up coffee.
Really?
Oh, really? Shocker.
I mean, it would be really tough initially.
Yeah.
I love coffee.
You can't get over coffee. You'd find something else. You like tea. So you'd probably just switch it
to
that.
Maybe could I make music? Ugh. Just not listen.
Then it would
to
all
music.
Be bad, you know? I'm just
kidding. She's trying to get around it.
I would give up coffee easy, and that's easy for
me. All right, one more before we go here. 45 seconds. Unlimited free tacos, James, or unlimited free gas?
Gas.
Flatulence gas?
Yeah.
No,
or
free gas.
Unlimited free farting. I already have that.
Isn't that going already?
Yeah, I already have that. So I guess I get the tacos. All right. And an only ad.
You guys have a good weekend. Everyone have a good weekend. Take us along. News Talk 930, 103.9 FM, KROE Sheridan. From your Synergy Home Care Studios, 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way.